Welcome to Reigniting You, the show that explores a variety of topics and timely issues for making successful mid to late career transitions with a renewed sense of purpose and fulfillment for the next phase of your career and life, regardless of your age. Now, here's your host, Lisa Downs.
Welcome to Reigniting You, where we talk all things career transition for those age 40 plus. I'm Lisa Downs, Seattle-based career and retirement transition coach. Great to be here with you today. And our producer, Eric. Hey, Eric, happy fall.
Hey, happy fall. Yeah, first day of it.
Yeah, first day.
And we're feeling it.
Feeling it already. So the season is a-changing. But we've got another great show on tap for today. It's the fourth week of the month, so that means it's time for our best job, worst job, first job episode. I'll be sharing listener stories, some career tips, and career news headlines on today's show, and we'll get started with all of that right after this quick break.
Are you feeling challenged or frustrated without a plan for what's next in your career and life? Are you seeing writings on the wall for needing to make a mid to late career change and don't know how or what to do? Coach Lisa Downs of New Aspect Coaching can guide you to what's next, providing a fresh perspective and supporting you to create a clear and compelling vision for your future and a plan to move forward. Call Lisa at 425-216-3015. That's 425-216-3015. New Aspect Coaching. Fresh perspectives for your career.
Hi, I'm Coach Debbie from Story U Talk Radio, and I want to encourage you to write your book. Weekly, I offer topics about style and storytelling. I take your questions on our live show every Thursday at 4 o'clock, or you can subscribe to Story U. That's capital U, on any of your favorite platforms.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/1150KKNW.
Welcome back to Reigniting You, the show that focuses on all aspects of making mid to late career transitions. A note that in case you missed it here on KKNW, that you can catch Voices of Experience with host Paul Casey this Sunday at 9 o'clock a.m. on KIXI. Voices shines a light on people with experience in their fields of travel, public affairs, adventure, health, and fitness, with an emphasis on sustaining your own business. That's Voices of Experience this Sunday at 9 a.m. on AM 880 KIXI. Well, it's time now for a few recent career-related news stories that you may have missed over the last few weeks. According to Syracuse University's Institute for Veterans and Military Families, more than 50% of military spouses work in a field that requires a license or certification, yet can't get a job when moving due to red tape with transferring these licenses over to another state. To help with this, a bill has been introduced in Congress to ease this burden by allowing licenses issued by one state to be considered valid in another. It's good news considering military spouses, 90% of them women, often put their careers on hold, finding it difficult to secure a job when they're ready to re-enter the workforce, often in a different location. T-Mobile is pushing to bring workers back to the office at least part-time by the end of October, bucking a trend of other corporate employers to push back returns to the office until at least January. The cellular company is urging employees to get vaccinated by October 25th to be able to return to the office, which it is limiting to vaccinated employees working at badge-controlled buildings. They're also developing a tool that will let employees upload vaccination documentation, though right now it's relying on employee declarations of vaccination status. Of the nearly 10 million job openings in the United States, about 1 in 6 are in the leisure and hospitality sector that includes fast food service workers. Yet many fast food chains are struggling to find employees. Fast food wages historically trail those in other service jobs, so this adds to the limited appeal of these roles that can also be physically demanding and stressful. Due to the labor shortage, many locations are having to reverse dining room reopenings, turning back to drive-through only service that was in place during the pandemic lockdowns. Curbside pickup, reduced hours, and even delivery are some of the ways the chains are trying to cope. Speaking of a labor shortage, the airline industry is likely to emerge from the pandemic to find a shortage of pilots after thousands were laid off or retired. Boeing estimates the world will need 600,000 new pilots in the next 20 years, when airlines will take over 43,000 new airplane deliveries. Because of these projections and the fact it takes 18 to 24 months to train a pilot, Alpha Aviation in India is opening a new flight training center with an initial investment of $15 million, which could go up to as much as $100 million of an investment over time. Lastly, speaking of airlines, Southwest Airlines has now raised its minimum wage to $15 an hour to attract and retain employees. This raise increases the previous minimum wage by $1.30 an hour, equating to a boost of 3 to 10% for those at the lower end of the pay scale. More than 7,000 employees are benefiting from this change that went into effect in August, including baggage and cargo handlers, reservation agents, customer service employees, and more. As in other industries, Southwest has been struggling to find workers as the pandemic drags along, and there's been a sharp uptick in travel once things began to reopen more these last few months. So, Eric, a few interesting things there happening in the news lately. What are your thoughts on these stories or anything that you picked up on?
Well, with the T-Mobile thing, of course, that kind of affects us as we are recording now in the our studios are located in the T-Mobile campus, if you will. They've got offices all around us, so we'll be bumping into T-Mobile people for sure here. And good to know that they're pushing them to all be vaccinated as they come back. I wouldn't mind if they, you know, stayed away a little longer just because the parking situation was much easier with folks out working remotely. But as long as they're safe and healthy and we're all safe and healthy, then, you know, welcome back to them. So, that is good news. I think companies, doing the right thing and taking responsibility, pushing their employees to move in the right direction. So we can hopefully at some point end this thing altogether. Interesting with the airline stuff with the pilots not being able or not having enough of them, I guess. I always thought that was a pretty cool job, you know, good pay, good benefits, and, you know,
get to fly big airplanes.
Yeah, you get to fly big airplanes and you get to travel. And I mean, it's kind of a romantic, career, if you ask me. So I'm surprised that there's ever a shortage. If you're like me and you thought, the idea of being a pilot was a cool thing, this may be the time to start training.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And, with the need that's there, and even though it is, takes a couple years, a year and a half, 2 years for a training process, I would think it'd be worth it and a really fun, cool job. And a friend of mine, he actually just is getting ready to start flying again. So he retired as a pilot. And now he's going through training and getting ramped back up to go back. And so he's a rehire from being retired, so going back into it, which is great. And he's very excited about that. And
I bet there's a lot of people that go into retirement, take a break, and then feel somewhat refreshed, maybe, and think, I could actually do my job again for a little while longer.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting is they're hearing more and more about the younger generations to millennials, Gen Z as well, really thinking about the entirety of their career as not where I'm going to work for 30 to 40 years straight.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take a break at certain junctures and then go back into the workforce. And it's, that type of model as well, work for a while, pull back for a bit, work for a while, pull back for a bit. And so I think we're going to see that trend increase even more over the next few decades too. It's that the world of work is changing.
Yeah, especially if you work in a field where there's a constant demand for your services, you've got a little bit more control, a little bit more flexibility than your average person. So, you know, somebody like a nurse, for instance, or a doctor or an airline pilot, you know, you've got a little more flexibility there. And that's just something to envy. And
a little more choice and perhaps. And yeah, a little more in terms of being able to control a bit what's going on with your own career potentially.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. And and it's interesting, too, you know, to see with the restaurants, you know, the fast food places as well, you know, with labor shortages and what they're going to be able to do to attract people back to those jobs that they, you know, either got laid off or had to leave because of lockdowns. And that'll be interesting to see how that plays out, too.
I noticed the wages that they're offering initially are much higher than they were, you know, 2 years ago, which is great for people starting now. And I hope that people that are looking for jobs take advantage of that, because who knows how long this will last.
That's
you know, once they're fully staffed, they may be a little more leery about offering those bonuses and high wages and stuff.
Yeah.
So this may be the opportunity that you've been waiting for.
It could be.
Yeah,
it could be. Well, thanks for that, Eric, and your thoughts. And it's time now for our next break already. So when we come back, I'll be sharing some listener job stories with a few tips and preview what's coming up next week. Hi, I'm Lisa Downs, career and retirement transition coach and host of Reigniting You on KKNW. I guide age 40-plus professionals to gain clarity, a renewed sense of purpose, and a career transition plan within 90 days so you can lead a fulfilling life regardless of your age. No longer does change have to mean riding off into the proverbial sunset. Let's talk about what your next phase of life can look like. Visit yournewaspect.com or call me at 425-216-3015. That's 425-216-3015. New Aspect Coaching, fresh perspectives for your career.
This is Rob Bass, and I want you to tune in to Don't Ask Me to Talk with Stacey Heller, the show that brings joy from pain, sunshine where it rains. Don't Ask Me to Talk with Stacey Heller. And that's coming from me, Mr. It Takes Two, Rob Bass. Tune in.
Do what Rob Bass says. Take a listen to Don't Ask Me to Talk with Stacey Heller. That's me. Tuesdays from 3 to 4 on KKNW. To find out more information, check out my website, StaceyConnects.com, or text DAMTT to 55678.
Hi, I'm Nathan Mum, host of Tech Time Radio with Nathan Mum on KKNW. Tech Time Radio's live show is Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m., and you can always check us on the web at techtimeradio.com. Our segmented stylized radio gives you the breaking news before it hits mainstream media. Join myself and Mike Roday as we'll make you laugh.
That's good.
So, hooked on Vox worked for you, didn't it?
It did, just a little bit.
And learning something new in technology, join us Saturdays, 4 to 6 p.m., and Thursdays from 6 to 7 a.m. The technology show for the everyday common person.
Have a career transition related question or want to share your best or worst job story? Call 360-436-6496. That's 360-436-6496. Just leave a voicemail and we'll answer your question or share your story on a future show. Stay tuned for more Reigniting You with Lisa Downs.
Welcome back to Reigniting You, the show that discusses timely issues and topics about career transitions for Gen Xers and Boomers. I'm your host, Lisa Downs. A reminder that if you'd like to get in touch, you can go to yournewaspect.com. That's my website, where you can sign up for my free weekly career tips e-newsletter, take my free career transition readiness quiz, and if you go to services and group programs, you can also register for my workshop coming up next Tuesday, the 28th. That's all about making encore career transitions, and download my free e-guide. That's yournewaspect.com. We're continuing our episode that's focused on listeners' best, worst, or first job and career stories, a regular feature of the show the fourth week of each month. And I'm here with our producer, Eric. So, Eric, you know, we had that story earlier about the fast food chains and labor shortage, but what, if anything, have you noticed out and about in terms of services being available with all of these shortages going on for workers?
Yeah, it definitely seems like a lot of businesses are paring back their hours, and in some cases paring back to like just drive-through only because they just don't have the staff to, you know, even though it seems like demand has roared back, and, you know, staffing has not roared back just yet.
Yeah, we've noticed that too. And a group of friends work at a little networking group and here locally, and so we switched to, of course, all virtual meetings during the lockdowns and kind of heart of the pandemic. And then we've tried alternating times that we meet to get back to in person, because we would meet about every couple weeks at a local pancake house for breakfast and chit chat and get caught up with each other. And one of the times recently when we showed up, it was they had the sign on the door that they were closed because of staffing.
Wow.
So I think it's pretty pervasive, it seems.
Well, and to be fair, I mean, it's not just that they can't hire enough people. It's anytime somebody gets a case of COVID, they basically, you know, to be on the safe side, kind of shut down things so that it's not spreading. So there's that interference happening quite a bit, whereas, you know, that wouldn't have been the case before. So it's a tough time.
It is a tough time.
Definitely to be in business.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and it'll be interesting just to see, yeah, how things all shake out here over the next few months, and if we continue to have resurgences of different variants of the virus. And interesting to see how that all plays out, for sure. So it's time now for some listener stories. Just a reminder that you can submit your best, worst, or first job story by emailing it to reigniting@gmail.com or leaving a recording of it over voicemail by calling 360-436-6496. That's 360-436-6496. And our first story is from Carly in Seattle, who shares that her worst job was when she worked at a discount retailer during the holiday season and almost got run over and beat up during a Black Friday sale when she had to break up two customers who were fighting over a TV and other customers who were pushing each other into and around the store. She shares that it was the first and only time she ever worked in retail in November and December, and adds that Black Friday sales should be abolished. Thanks, Carly. Yeah, I think at least last year, maybe we had a bit of a break from that with the pandemic going on. You know, we'll see what happens this year. But yeah, you see those, at least in the past, they would show on the news.
Right.
You know, those
people getting
clips
trampled.
People getting
and stuff.
Trampled,
yeah,
and everything
crazy.
During these Black Friday blowout sales and all of that, and like, oh my gosh.
No matter how much that TV is marked down, it is not worth
it. It is
your
not
life.
Worth it. It's like, really? It's really worth it that much?
And I think we, you know, hopefully we've seen, you know, reduction in that, not just from the pandemic, but with online shopping, you know, it's a little bit harder to, you know, push somebody out of the way, to get your thing dragged into your
That's
cart, you know.
Get out of my way.
That's right.
The one thing, it's like, and not exactly the holiday spirit.
No.
Too, with that going on. So, but thanks, Carly, for sharing that. Yeah, I don't envy you that one. I can see why it was the first and only time.
Yeah, you know, it seems like, you know, they could have worked out some kind of system around this, you know, get everybody there at 5 a.m. to push through the doors, you know, maybe like a drawing or something for selected customers start the shopping
or something
like that.
Yeah. Or something to spread it out a bit more.
Give everybody a chance.
Everybody a chance and, have that inventory aligned. But thanks for sharing that one, Carly. Next is a first job story from Adam in Everett, who shares that it was when he worked the counter at a bowling alley when he was in high school. He says that it was great because he got to bowl for free all the time with his friends, though the downside was dealing with the bowling shoes and making sure those and the bowling balls were sanitized. Yeah, that could be a little nasty. He also shares that after that job, he didn't care if he ever saw nachos with fake cheese sauce ever again. Thanks, Adam.
Yeah, I get it, especially after smelling that shoe Lysol all day.
All day long.
Yeah, you might not be feeling the nachos at that point.
Yeah, but bowling alley nachos. Been there, done that.
Right.
For sure. That was actually, when I was in college, I thought it was great when I got to college because we had to take so many PE classes.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to take four and to graduate. And it was great because they had all these choices as opposed to high school when you just kind of trudged through it and got through it if you were like me. And that was the worst class on the books.
Agreed.
But it was great. So one of them was bowling.
Oh, wow.
And so my roommate, Kristen, and I, it was great fun because you just had to get so many games in like a week, every week, keep track of your scores and all of that. It was great fun.
That sounds like a great class, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of nachos and bowling alley pizza and all of that eaten. Yeah, and cheap, you know, it was cheap as a college student. So what the heck?
Did they grade it with the bowling system too? Like you got a spare or you got three strikes instead of an A?
No, we just had to make sure that we participated. It was more of like a participation tracking than knocking us for our scores. But I think they gave little, I think the instructor gave little awards for top scores and all of that. But it was pretty fun. But thanks, Adam, for that. And that sounds like a good first job overall. I'm sure you met a lot of interesting characters, too, that enriched your life with good stories. So appreciate that. And our best job story today comes from Andrea Inburian, who says it was when she was a substance abuse counselor for teens. She says that it may seem like a lot of stress and depressing situations, but it was very gratifying when she could see young people turn their lives around. She shares that she still keeps in touch with some of them even after they've become adults and are out on their own. Well, thanks so much for sharing that, Andrea, and very powerful stuff, and so appreciate that and the work that you've done there. And I'm sure not every day was a bed of roses in that type of role and that type of work, and so important. And so thank you for doing that work and supporting young folks with that, and I imagine that was a really interesting experience as well as pretty satisfying especially when you were able to get a turnaround story like that. So very powerful.
Yeah, it does seem like that would be a very challenging position because you probably see a whole bunch of things that you don't want to see. But, you know, when you realize that you made a difference in somebody's life, that's got to be very gratifying and very rewarding.
Yeah, I think so. I agree. And I, you know, it's so important too these days, I think. And I heard, you know, now during the pandemic time too, this last year and a half, a lot of people have been going through a lot of different introspection exercises and self-reflection. And I think, you know, having that meaning and purpose and really thinking about, you know, what have I been doing in my career or what have I been doing for work? And is there something more that I want to do that would be more meaningful? I think a lot of people are going through that process and have gone through that process too. It makes it just so much easier, so to speak. Not that there's not hard things to, you know, a lot of different jobs like this one, but it can make it just so much better when you find meaning in your work.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not just going through the motions and the usual schedule and the day-to-day drudgery, but, you know, really finding that meaning in what you're doing. And I think for many people, here during this time, it's been that realization that, you know what, it's not enough anymore, and I want to do something that is more meaningful and more powerful. So that's great. Thank you so much for sharing that, Andrea, and thank you, Carly and Adam, as well, for sharing your stories for our listeners about your prior jobs. And remember that if you'd like to submit your best, worst, or first job story or have a career transition question, you can send it to me at reignitingyou@gmail.com or call 360-436-6496 to leave it via voicemail for me over audio. You can use a pseudonym. You don't have to use your real first name, but a name and location is great. That number again is 360-436-6496. And it's time for today's Reignition Recommendation, your weekly career transition tip. And that's to pick up with a rubber ball relationship and check in. You know, we all have relationships in our lives that are rubber ball relationships. So those are the ones you can drop for a certain amount of time. And when you bounce that ball again, you pick it back up. And, you know, I'm sure you have people or someone in your life that you would say, you know, anytime we do pick back up with our relationship and check in with each other, it's like no time has passed at all. And so I encourage you to reach out to someone where you've got that type of relationship, whether it is in your personal life or work related, or, you know, perhaps it's a past colleague and you just want to check in and see how things are going. It's really through those relationships where not only do we get the benefit of the friendship and the social interaction and connection, but also if you're looking to make a specific career transition. So if you're looking to switch industries, change, you know, what you're doing career-wise, head out on a different path. Now, I always recommend conducting informational interviews and just seeing, you know, who does someone know in their network who might be a great introduction for you. So you can talk to that person about what it's like to work in a specific industry, or, you know, what's it like to retire or semi-retire or work for a particular company. Don't discount who people may know in their network. So sometimes, you know, we can kind of take the approach of, well, you know, they introduced me to this person, but, you know, I don't know if it'd be worth the time to talk to them. Hey, I always say talk to anybody because you never know who's in whose network. So if you've got a rubber ball relationship, go ahead and pick that up and check in with folks because you never know where it will lead you. Just a reminder again that if you'd like to get in touch, you can head on over to my website, yournewaspect.com. There you can download my free career transition readiness quiz and take that. You can sign up to receive my free weekly career tips e-newsletter. And if you go to services and group programs, you can register for my upcoming workshop next Tuesday, all about making encore career transitions. Well, thanks, Eric, for your participation and support today. As always, hope you enjoyed the stories from our listeners and the news.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It made me think of like an alternate life I might have had working at a bowling alley or being a pilot. So it's always
awesome
to hear people's stories and kind of, you know, get to walk a couple minutes in their shoes.
That's great. That's great. Well, thanks so much. And join us next Wednesday at 3:00 when my guest will be recent career changer and business operations consultant Steve Haas. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week on Reigniting You.